High pressure is working its way into the heart of our region, and as we go forward through the next two or three days, we'll likely see a clearing trend and an opportunity for warming in the latter part of the weekend into next week. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. We do have a little bit of cloud cover, in fact, quite a bit of it still lingering on, and so much snow is on the ground that it's going to be difficult for us to warm very substantially for a while. The temperatures at the top of this hour are running mostly in the single digits and teens from the Missouri River Valley all the way into central Minnesota. And there are reports of very light snow occurring in several locations. The cloud cover is most significant in the central and eastern portions of North Dakota and southward into the eastern, maybe the interior eastern portions of South Dakota. There is going to be a warming trend take place, but we have to get the cold surface high pressure center to move through the region first. And it is centered right now over areas out in north central portions of North Dakota. As we go forward through the evening and overnight tonight, the system will likely relocate into a part of southern Minnesota and eastern South Dakota, and that's where it'll be through the morning tomorrow. The system will be a little slow in abating from the region, but by Sunday we'll see the system centered on Wisconsin, and we'll have a little light south wind beginning to blow across parts of the region. But while the system moves through the heart of the region, our nighttime low temperatures will be in the negative and positive single digits, and we'll expect the afternoon temperatures to be mostly teens and 20s. But as we get into Sunday afternoon and we get that south wind to start showing up across the area, we'll see the temperatures rebound at least a little bit. The snow cover is going to make it very difficult, though, for the temperatures to get notably warm. And so we'll be in the 20s, but that's about as warm as it's going to get for a while. We'll look for the temperatures to stay in the 20s, perhaps as we move on into Monday afternoon, but there is a new frontal system that will cut across parts of the region as we go through midweek next week that will bring those temperatures back down just a bit into the teens and lower 20s. That is most likely to occur Tuesday into Wednesday. And there will be a chance for a little bit of light snowfall, perhaps when that frontal system comes across the region. Right now, it looks like it'll be north central and northeastern portions of North Dakota on Monday afternoon, Monday evening, into northwestern Minnesota Monday night that we'll see a little bit of light snow. But this will be a minor event with very little accumulation expected. A little follow-up disturbance will come around, though, as we go from Tuesday night into Wednesday, and we'll see that mostly a light precipitation event. There's not expected to be substantial accumulations, but a little bit of light snow is expected. The temperatures will not turn a great deal colder behind that, but like I said, we'll see a little bit of a setback. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.